On a brisk early December evening, a banquet hall at Florida State University's Doak Campbell Stadium is packed with people. They're here to celebrate the women's soccer team, who just won a national championship. Occasionally, cheers echo around the bright room. Young fans line up alongside older fans, decked out in Seminole gear, all waiting to ask the players to sign their posters. Later, University President John Thrasher recognized the accomplishment.
These women showed the country the heart, the grit, the determination that represents what Florida State is all about.
2018 has been a particularly important year for women's athletics at FSU. Women's softball at the school won its own national championship, and women's beach volleyball ended its season as the national runner-up. 2018 also marks the 50th anniversary of women's athletics at the school. But across FSU, there's financial inequity between men's and women's sports.
Goes to Florida State. And Florida had a little trouble passing it too tight. Back row setter, Florida is playing a 6-2 in their back row setter.
Cecile Renaud has been around women's athletics at FSU for the last 42 years. She's a former professor and women's volleyball coach who calls the volleyball games.
To see how far it's come and how much we've grown, it makes me feel a lot older. But certainly Title IX, when that came along in the early 70s, helped.
Title IX is the federal statute that makes it illegal for universities receiving federal funds to discriminate on the basis of sex. Renaud says money for athletics is divided unevenly between men's and women's teams at the school. That's not illegal under Title IX. The statute only requires scholarship awards to go to men and women athletes proportionately. So because 43% of athletes at FSU identify as women, 43% of scholarship money FSU awards to athletes must go to women. And it does.
Florida State was one of the first programs that really fully funded scholarships for women in the 80s.
Title IX requires treatment and benefits to be equitable, but that doesn't always mean equal money. Every year, the U.S. Department of Education publishes data online about how much schools across the nation spend on athletics. According to the report, for the 2016-2017 year, FSU had pretty much the same number of male and female athletes. But FSU spent almost $2 million less on recruiting for women's teams. And a similar trend shows up when looking at coaches' pay. During the December celebration for the women's soccer team, Coach Mark Krikorian started toward the podium when a fan shouted something. The fan called out, "Give him a raise," earning laughs from the crowd. But the fans' comments were right on the mark. Data shows at Florida State for 2016-2017, people paid to coach men's sports made on average about $1.4 million, while the people FSU paid to coach the women's teams made less than a third of that. Some people claim women's teams should get less money from schools, because men's teams are traditionally better moneymakers. But at FSU, most women's teams aren't able to make significant revenue because the school doesn't charge to get into most games. Meanwhile, FSU men's and women's teams have a similar national championship record. The men's teams have 10 and the women's teams have 9. 4 of those wins came in the last 5 years, and 3/4 were from women's sports.
I mean, I think we've come so far, but we've got to, you know, I just don't want people to think that we're there. There's a lot of work still to be done for us to be the best athletic department in the country for women and women's sports.
Renaud says if FSU wants the women's teams to continue winning championships, the school needs to make sure teams have the funds they need to be successful. She says updating facilities, increasing coaches' salaries, and more exposure are a good start.
So, all things look positive, but we just can't rest on what we've had in the past. You know, we have to keep moving forward just as they do in men's sports.
But part of the problem is that FSU officials decide where money goes once it's donated. And often, that money goes disproportionately to men's sports. Earlier this year, Florida State announced a fundraising campaign to raise $100 million for the athletic department over the next 5 years. It's called the Unconquered Campaign. FSU has already announced $60 million will go toward a state-of-the-art new football facility, and $5 million will go toward women's athletics. Renaud has 2 ideas to help. The first is hiring people to specifically work on fundraising for women's sports. Another solution is asking people who donate money to the athletics program to make clear they want their donation to go towards women's athletics.
Each one of the sports now have their own coaches club, so money can be donated there and the coach can help direct it where it needs to go.
In 2000, Lucy McDaniel donated $1 million to FSU, and she requested the money be used for a scoreboard for the women's volleyball team. She was an FSU graduate and former student athlete who hoped her donation would inspire other women to donate money specifically to be used for women's sports. Earlier this year, the FSU women's softball team won a national championship, the third in school history, but the first in the fast pitch era of the sport.
And on the 10th try, the Florida State Seminoles have won their first national championship.
Renaud says the softball team wants a new scoreboard, but the school hasn't found the funds yet. Next door to the softball complex is the university's baseball stadium. A new $1 million scoreboard looks down onto the baseball diamond. The FSU men's baseball team has never won a national championship, but the women's soccer team has.
Yeah, everybody stand up, all the team. Like, these are my sisters, basically, and now we have this moment forever. Start with Brooke.
Now, back at the celebration, the team has climbed on stage for pictures. Laughing, they're putting their arms around each other. The FSU marching chiefs play a few recognizable chords, and the women start to sing. For WFSU News, I'm Eleanor Clark.